Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah's discussion goes back now to Erev Chatzeres, and the case in this particular Mishnah is where you have a courtyard with houses or apartments, where those who live on the upper story, on the higher floor, their door does not open up onto the floor of the courtyard itself. Rather, there is a long balcony across the entire length of the courtyard, and from that balcony there are stairs which go down to the floor of the courtyard, and that is how those members access their houses. Now, if this balcony is higher than 10 tefachim above the ground of the courtyard, and pretty much all scenarios it would be, then although the members of the balcony do have access to the courtyard, and they are allowed to use it, they are considered to be in a different domain to the members of the lower houses, which open up directly into the courtyard. So the Mishnah begins. Anshei Chotzer v'Anshei Marpeses, the people of the courtyard. That refers to those who live lower down, whose houses open directly into the courtyard. V'Anshei Marpeses and the people whose houses open up into the balcony. Sheshochachu v'lo ervu. They forgot to make an Erev together. Now, it's very important to realize we're talking about a case where they all made an Erev, but separately. So all of the Anshei Marpeses made an Erev together, and all of the Anshei Chotzer made an Erev, but they did not join together. So since they are considered to be separate domains, the Anshei Chotzer are allowed to carry in the courtyard, and the Anshei Marpeses are allowed to carry in the balcony. They're just not allowed to carry things from one to the other. And the Mishnah says furthermore, Kol shegavei asar tefachim, anything in the courtyard which is at least 10 tefachim high. For example, let's say there's a cupboard in the chotzer. So that cupboard is considered la marpeses. It's considered a part of the marpeses, of the balcony. Meaning that the members of the balcony are allowed to pass things from on top of the cupboard into the balcony, and they can carry things from the balcony onto the top of the cupboard. And the Gemara explains that we're discussing a case where it's within 10 tefachim. The top of the cupboard is within 10 tefachim of the floor of the balcony. So because of that, it's much more accessible to those living on the balcony, and therefore they are the ones who are allowed to carry from the balcony onto the top of the cupboard. Pachas mekan. But if it is less than 10 tefachim from the ground of the courtyard, so that means that it's within 10 tefachim of both the courtyard and the balcony, in terms of height. So the Mishnah says, lechotzer, which we're going to translate to mean, it also belongs to those living in the houses opening up into the courtyard. Since it's easy for both the lower houses and the upper houses to access this cupboard or whatever it may be, so it's considered part of both of them, and since they didn't make an Erev together, just like it's forbidden to carry from the courtyard into the balcony, it's also forbidden for either of them to carry things onto or from the cupboard, since it is considered to be part of the other domain as well. Alright, the mission continues. Chulas Haber, the earth which is piled up around a pit. When one digs a pit, so all of the earth, they tend to pile up on the side of the pit and create a sort of wall around the pit. The Hasela, or a large rock, Gevoy Masar Tzfachim, if they are 10 Tzfachim high above the ground of the courtyard, La Marpeses. Again, it's considered part of the balcony, Pachas Mekan. If it's less than that, then Lechotzer. It is considered to be part of the courtyard. And again, as we explained, if it is also within 10 Tzfachim of the balcony, so that means it's considered to be part of both the courtyard and the balcony, and therefore it will be forbidden to carry things onto there. And now the Mishnah at the end qualifies the last part of the Mishnah. When are these words said? Besmucha, with items in the courtyard which are close to the balcony. Albumfleges, but things which are far away from the balcony. Let's say it's situated in the middle of the courtyard. So you might be able to just about reach it from the balcony, but it's definitely not a convenient thing to use for the people who live on the balcony. So the Mishnah says, Afilu gvar asarot tefachim, even if let's take the example we used before. Even if the cupboard is at least 10 tefachim high, which means that it's not convenient for the people living in the courtyard either, since it's not convenient for either of them, lechotzer, so it's considered part of the courtyard as well, and so neither of them can use it since it's part of both domains. The Eizei Smucha asks the Mishnah what is considered to be close to the balcony. Kol she'ein rechik arba tefachim, anything which is no further than 4 tefachim away from the balcony, that will be considered something convenient for those living there to use. And as such, if it is 10 tefachim above the ground of the courtyard, they would be able to use it and carry things onto it and carry things from it into the balcony.